You're listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast, Ben Fordham Live. And now, the UK Report.
Well, a new poll shows one in four people in the UK are skipping meals due to the rising cost of living. I just mentioned rissoles. Do you have rissoles where you are, Adam?
Yeah, you can get rissoles. You can even make rissoles because it's just mashed up stuff in breadcrumbs, isn't it, basically?
Yes, something like that, but you're skipping meals too much, yeah?
Yeah, skipping the rissoles, maybe with good reason. Skipping the liver, the kidney, the tripe, that we have some weird things here that probably are worth skipping. But, of course, there's also the element of obesity crisis. Maybe it's good to skip meals. The actual sharp end of this is that it's not fat people who are skipping meals, it's poor people who are skipping meals because of the rising cost of living. And an interesting poll out today, which actually suggests that, I think it was last week, about one in seven people admitted that they were now not eating food or skipping breakfast or not having lunch, whatever, because of concern about the cost of living. Now it's one in four. So, I mean, that's a doubling in a week, if that is true in the opinion polls. But 80-90% of us are worried about the rising cost of living, and I think most people are already feeling the impact, even if it's only filling up a Range Rover at one end of things, or in other cases, actually trying to find some food for your kids. There's an estimate here that 1 million people will be in actual UN-defined poverty by the end of the year because of what the cost of living is doing to us. That's an enormous concern, of course.
We've got the same concerns here at the moment. Now, we're concerned too about the Queen, although she's out and about. She's looking pretty well.
Isn't she? She smiles and a nice demeanour, chatting here and there. She's walking with a stick, but she's still walking about, albeit not that far. But still, you know, she turned up for the Windsor Horse Show. That was horses. It absolutely brought a smile to her face. But then she turned up in the evening do for the big entertainment show. And now she's turned up at Paddington Station for the opening of the Elizabeth Line. Technically, it was called Crossrail for about 10 years. This railway line that stretches east to west across London and in some cases under London. But she wasn't due to attend. In fact, they already had a plaque up on the wall at Paddington Station saying, opened by Prince Edward. Well, His Royal Highness, the Duke of Wessex, isn't he? I think he is technically the Earl of Wessex. Anyway, they had to take that down hurriedly and put up the Queen because she obviously outstrips anyone else. And so, indeed, the Elizabeth line has been now formally opened by Queen Elizabeth, which is absolutely right and so. And she also turned up at Buckingham Palace outside her back door to be presented with a horse by the President of Azerbaijan. Again, all smiles. You know what? She's okay, it seems. She's okay.
You can't keep a good woman down. Good on you, Adam. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist in London. Her Majesty is keeping calm and carrying on.